According to the UW system, 285 UW students reported being sexually assaulted in 2012. Most of the assaults occurred off campus, and most victims were violated by an acquaintance. The number of actual sexual assaults is far greater, since incidents typically go unreported. Among its many suggestions, the White House Task Force to Protect Students from Sexual Assault recommends that schools voluntarily issue campus climate surveys to better understand the number of actual sexual assaults. The surveys could become mandatory in the future. It also recommends that each campus has a person that survivors can confidentially talk with. Only some UW campuses have a staff dedicated to working with assault victims. Ingrid Peterson is UW La Crosse's violence prevention specialist who works directly with student survivors. She says the federal recommendations will help bring consistency to campuses. While Peterson often educates UWL students about sexual assault prevention, she's glad the report is emphasizing this work on campuses nationwide.
What we're hoping is that when people are at a party and they see someone in that situation, they intervene. Because I don't have any illusions that offenders are hearing me talk about this and are going to change their ways. It's got to be the rest of us who step up and say, you know, help each other in those situations.
It's unclear how the University of Wisconsin system is handling the report's recommendations. Officials did not respond in time for this story. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.